You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
International desk
are go.
The United States has frequently been in the news cycle recently for the Trump administration's unstable foreign policy decisions. This includes their decision to cut 90% of USAID foreign contracts and pause military aid to Ukraine following a fiery meeting between the leaders of both countries. University of Otago's Professor Richard Jackson describes President Trump's behavior as a threat to global order and security, which could have ramifications in Aotearoa. He's previously called for Aotearoa to take a more independent foreign policy stance, as he says allies are unreliable and that, in the context of the United States' instability, joining AUKUS could be dangerous. For the International Desk this week, I spoke to Professor Richard Jackson about the instability in United States foreign policy and the global ramifications of this. I started by asking if he could speak to this instability in the United States foreign policy, as well as the impact it could have on global security.
Yes, the United States at the moment is in a very turbulent kind of period. The Trump administration is upending decades and decades of kind of established U.S. foreign policy positions. Trump is really a massive disruptor, both in terms of domestic politics and international politics. And internationally, he's thrown into doubt a whole series of things which had been long established in the post-Cold War period, you know. And, you know, the biggest thing that he's kind of done at the moment is really throw NATO into doubt so that the European nations are now trying to break away from the United States and become more independent because they can see that under someone like Trump, the United States is no longer a reliable ally and it can no longer be relied upon to sort of do the work to maintain the kind of global order that had been established for the past few decades. So this instability and this change, rapid and radical set of changes in U.S. foreign policy orientation is throwing a lot of certainties into doubt, and that means that New Zealand is now in a very tricky situation of trying to navigate a new and emerging international order, one in which things that we relied upon in the past no longer seems solid.
The United States is also putting pressure on countries like Ukraine to increase their defence spending. Could we see increases in defence spending in other places?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, moving into a period now, I would say, of massive rearmament and increased arms races. I think there's going to be a huge investment across the board in military technology and military weapons. This is partly due to the fact that the US has now positioned itself in such a way that it's no longer a reliable ally. So in the past, you know, countries that allied with the United States could feel secure in the knowledge that if anything happened, the US would defend them or support them in their conflicts. But we now know that under a presidency like the Trump presidency, that can't be guaranteed. So what this means is that countries will now have to rely on their own defense spending to try and feel secure. So I think Europe is going to spend, you know, tens of billions of dollars over the next few years to try and plug the defense holes that are left by the withdrawal of the United States. And our government is considering expanding its defense spending for the same kinds of reasons. I think Australia, yeah, so many countries now have kind of come to the realization that you can't rely on external allies, so you need to build up your own arms base. And so we could, we're in a period, I think, of massive increase in arms spending.
Focusing in again on New Zealand's relationship with the United States and defence spending, you've called joining AUKUS pointless and potentially dangerous. Could you elaborate a bit on this?
Well, yeah. So, I mean, this the situation with Trump and his kind of alignment in terms of defence and alliances and so on means that New Zealand joining AUKUS is really now kind of a pointless and fraught exercise because, you know, there's no guarantee that even if we were to join it and to do everything that was asked of us and be really good partners, that would guarantee that the United States would give us sort of support and protect us. I mean, if the United States is willing to, you know, throw Ukraine under the bus, there's no chance at all that the United States would protect and support New Zealand. So, you know, it's a completely unreliable defense partner now. And the other side of it is that the United States is ramping up its opposition to China and creating, you know, increased conflict and hostility there. And if New Zealand joins AUKUS, then it's actually siding with one side of that conflict, which could then put at risk the strong relationships, particularly in trade, that we've built up with China over a long period. And it could make our sort of balancing act, which we have to engage in, that much more difficult and cause real problems. I mean, if the United States and New Zealand are openly challenging China, we could see a great many more incidents like the one recently where China sent ships into our region to conduct live fire exercises. I mean, that they would do a lot more of that sort of provocative thing in an attempt to try and extend their influence across the Pacific. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of basic strategic reasons to make sure that we don't make the wrong choice here and align ourselves with a very unpredictable, disruptive, conflict-provoking United States at the moment.
Is there concern that by allying ourselves with the United States, we're stuck being part of their unstable foreign policy?
Yes, exactly. I mean, so I think, you know, it's not in New Zealand's interest at the moment to be closely aligned with the disruptive and unstable foreign policy of the United States. I think it'd be much more in our interests to try and chart a genuinely independent foreign policy course, one which is rooted in trying to protect and maintain kind of the rules and norms and stable structures of the international order. Because, you know, that international order, based upon rules and laws and kind of certainties, I guess, institutions, protects us. It protects small states from being bullied and pushed around and predated by large states. So I think we want to be on that side rather than on the disruptive side.
So what are the alternatives to joining AUKUS in terms of maintaining regional security?
Well, look, I think regional security will come from a stronger sense of community amongst the Pacific nations. It will come from dealing with the kinds of security issues that we really face in this region. You know, the chance of war in the Pacific is very, very low, but we are going to be deeply affected by climate change. The climate catastrophe that's coming will be deeply affected by, you know, other sort of asymmetrical threats like cybercrime and organized crime and overfishing and all kinds of things like that. And if we were to focus our efforts on creating that kind of security or focus on trying to deal with those kinds of security threats, through collective action in the Pacific, I think that would be a stronger guarantee of our security, as well as the fact that an independent foreign policy, which, you know, doesn't align us with either of or any of the great powers, means that we're not a threat to anyone. And that could actually enhance our security as well.
That was University of Otago Professor Richard Jackson on the current instability of United States foreign policy and the ramifications this could have on global security.
International Desk on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.